do not. There is no try.
Yeah, I tried to do Yoda.
Stick to the deep voice, bro.
You need practice.
Do or do not. Can or cannot. There is no try.
That is better.
Oh my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a brand new episode of Nerd New York. I am your host. I go by the name of Giovanni Anglin, and I am joined by my co-hosts. First off, we got Daniel, the African-American dragon, Daniel Lashley.
Yo, what up, everybody?
I'm Steve.
And I'm Bashanissa.
First off, before we like to start the show, I'd just like to say, like to give a big FU shout out to the Bougie Bakery out over there at the Columbus Circle.
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
off top. Oh, my goodness. Off top. We got to get more into that Black Circle.
What?
I'm just saying that.
You ready for that? You
not ready for it.
Okay.
All right. What's going on over here?
But Nerd New York, guys, is the show, the only show here at Nerd York College where we give you the latest news on comic books, video games, anime, technology, pro wrestling, gaming, and so much more, all related to geek culture. So let's get started, man. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Woo!
The trailer is out.
Yes.
While these two is happy about it, I'm going to say this. I'm not happy.
Why?
You're never
and
happy.
I'm going to say this, because Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out.
Oh.
And everyone know how that turned out. And then it was so bad and so unbalanced, they came out with Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
You
like,
know what?
Within like 5 months after their release.
The PlayStation event, when I saw them release the trailers, I kind of was like, why are they releasing the next game after you show the trailer for your next game?
Well, exactly. I don't know, man. Like, they...
You know what? Now you just told me why.
And this is Capcom too. Capcom has a dirty track record when it comes to Marvel vs. Capcom, in my opinion.
How you
and with
Resident
with other
Evil
games.
Well, great.
I think they're going back to what's made the game great, though. Like, it's just now instead of three, you know, this was in three MVC three. Now it's down 2-man team tag, and it's actually you actually get the Infinity Stones back.
Okay, this is what I want from Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, in my opinion. I want a larger roster than two.
I want Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine definitely. Has to come
I think
back.
It's because of Fox owning the X-Men.
Yes.
And they can't put it in the game.
They can't put it. That's
like, how do you take out Wolverine?
That's probably going to be DLC, though.
If you have to pay for it, I'm going to be tight.
Wait, you have to play for Sigma, so I'm not even going to.
We need Wolverine.
Oh, and do this. Now that you talk about DLC, okay. Put the DLC within individually. I don't want them in packs. Okay, give me a character for like, I don't know, 50 cents. You're not going to do it for 50, for like $1 or something.
50 cents, I'm dead.
I know, it's Capcom. They're not going to do that. But I'm saying, give me individual packs. I don't want them all jumbled up in like a 10-player pack, and I don't play with like 9 of them. You know what I'm saying? Except for that one. Like in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, they had Phoenix Wright in, and then back then they had Marvel stars that we know now, but like back then it was like Rocket Raccoon and Iron Fist, and we didn't care about them back then.
Right.
We do now. I mean, I still don't care about Iron Fist, but
speaking of fighting games, you got Injustice 2.
Yes.
Yeah, Injustice 2 is coming back out.
Shout out to the real Justin. He got his tournament tomorrow.
I'm about to
kick some butt.
I'm looking forward to Injustice 2. Have you played Injustice 2, Bash?
No, but I've read the comics, and it's funny. It's very weird. It's quirky, and Superman is God.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
He's before me.
Yeah, game is good too. Game is great. A lot of my homie was in the tournament and he's getting harassed online because he'd be doing like, you know, 10 hit combos. Yeah, like when I say like murdering people, like they don't get a hit on him.
Ooh,
like it's perfect matches.
And
he get the hate comments on Xbox Live for calling him
I feel some type of way about that because I get that done to me constantly because I am not I'm not good at fighting games.
You gotta upgrade your skill, fam.
Hours a day.
Like my whole thing is like I have big fingers and I can't move my fingers as fast.
So why don't you invest in? Don't use the controller. Actually, get
the joystick.
The stick and buttons.
Yeah,
that'll be great for you.
Yeah, some people do that in the tournaments too. You know.
Does your friend have that?
No, but he can do it though.
Okay,
he can.
Which do you guys prefer playing fighters on? Do you prefer it on the controllers or the classic arcade?
It depends for me.
Stick and pad.
Sometimes, mostly it's controllers.
Okay.
But when it comes to the arcade joint, I'll adapt.
I'll head to the arcade because I...
My controller.
controller. Yeah. For me, perfect.
But I play like Naruto and Dragon Ball Z games. So I don't think those really count.
Nah, very unbalanced. But we're talking like Injustice, Mortal Kombat.
Like the 2D.
Talking about the game, the fighter games that you see in the arcades.
Tekken. Exactly.
Yeah.
The OGs.
I suck at all those stuff.
Oh, man. Tekken.
I remember for my birthday, we went to Barcade. Remember that? And I got lit up in Marvel vs. Capcom 2 by just random dudes. Like, I'll play with my friends and I'll just wax them. And then, like, next competitor.
They're there every week.
Oh, yeah, bro.
That's all they spend their money on, bro.
Yeah.
Beer. That great beer. Jeff Goldblum.
Yo. Oh, man, I was going to go straight off topic when you talked about, like, the Jeff Goldblum because I called the Arnold Palmer or Ashton Martin. I'm sorry, bro. I really thought it was the Ashton Martin. We don't get into that. Oh. 30 minutes. Sorry. Also, sorry.
Okay, wow.
I see you breaking
stuff. Speaking of Jeff Goldblum, breaking news, he's been actually cast for, what's it called?
The next
Jurassic World movie.
Yeah. Yes, I know that.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. He's coming home.
Yeah.
But remember, the 2 and 3 is non-canon. So
yeah, of course. I know that.
No black daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
No awkward black daughter.
No talking.
No Spinosaurus.
No talking raptor in the plane. Remember that? Alan.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the third one. Yeah. Are they going to bring back the other guy from the original? The first one?
I don't think so.
They can if they want to. They don't. Like,
I thought he was dead.
Nah, he's not dead. He survived.
This series is like... They have money in it. They were successful with the first film. It was even though it was okay.
Yeah, it was just okay. I gave it like a 6.
You know, compared to the whole soft reboot, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. See, now that you're talking about reboots, let's get in quickly to some of the most anticipated movies that we have to look forward to for the summer.
So personally,
what do you guys are looking forward to? Because next week, I consider summer next week when the first Marvel movie drops.
Of the Galaxy. Volume 2.
Come out May 5th.
Which is next week.
We're seeing that.
This is being recorded
for Spider-Man.
Friday.
Spider-Man Homecoming. We're seeing that.
Okay.
Alien.
Me
and Gio are definitely seeing that.
I am looking forward to Alien Covenant, which is dropping May 19th.
I am going to be a little kid again and watch Captain Underpants.
Yes, for those of you who enjoyed the books,
I grew up reading the books.
Yeah. Same,
definitely
as,
seen that.
Same as me.
Kevin Hart's doing the voice of George.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why. Like, why are grown adults doing kids'
voices?
It makes sense.
Ed Helms is doing Captain Underpants.
Yes.
Tra-la-la.
This should be interesting.
They're gonna make sequels, bro. This will be.
Are you guys hyped for Wonder Woman?
No.
I love
Gal Gadot.
Team DC,
I love Gal Gadot.
No, I don't. I think she's the worst Wonder Woman ever.
I agree.
Dang.
I thought it should have been.
I thought she was a great actress.
Like, she didn't even want to tone up. Like, just lift 10 pounds every day for 2 weeks. Just get a little cut. Just a little cut for me. She'd do anything.
It should have been Gina Davis.
Worse than Iron Fist. Throwing that out there.
Gina Garado.
Gina Garado, yeah.
MMA fighter.
What a summer movie.
She was an MMA fighter.
Yeah. She was also Angel Dust in the Deadpool movie.
That's right. Also, I felt like...
But she didn't talk in that movie, right?
She didn't talk much at all.
She didn't talk much, yeah.
Also, I felt like Xena, Warrior Princess, Lucy Lawless, she should have did it. You know what I'm saying?
Do what?
She should have been Wonder Woman. Xena?
20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago. She old now.
Out of everything I've seen,
she probably should have been Xena's. She probably should have been Wonder Woman's mom.
Word.
They could bring that movie. They could bring that show back if they wanted to. CW11 is open. You know,
Xena Warrior Princess was my show back on WB.
They ended on Vampire Diaries, so they have a slot for them.
Hey, maybe you never know, man.
No, they're gonna. The funny thing is, they're gonna fill up that spot with another CW superhero show, Black Lightning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Black Lightning.
Thanks.
I got to see more.
Oh, yeah. The Tupac movie coming out.
I was just about to say that. There we go. Like, that's the only movie. That's the only other movie I'm excited about.
Did they get the contract for the music, the copyright claim for the music?
Yeah, they did.
I know that took a while. It probably took a whole year.
Yeah.
Some other movies. This is a fun movie. Like, I expect a lot of, like, stupid stuff to happen in it, but I'm going in it because I know that it's a lighthearted film, and that's Baywatch.
Woo. Yeah.
Shout out The Rock.
Shouts out to Zac Efron too, man.
The Rock is eating well.
He really is. I think he's the top paid action star and actor in Hollywood.
Vince
right
McMahon gonna keep his wrestlers. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
That's why he made WWE films.
Oh, man. another King one. Arthur. Nobody's interested in King Arthur.
I think he might be the only one interested in King Arthur.
It's because they've been promoting it for the past 2 years. I'm interested. It's like, how did it fail to not release last year?
I don't know.
But it's going to come out this year.
I'm not interested in King Arthur.
To be fair,
yes, sir.
Like, I actually wanted to tell you, like, I was reading an interview with The Miz.
Okay.
The Miz, he said he wants to be a superhero. He wants to play a superhero. The superhero he wants to play is Booster Gold.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Which I actually see happening, because Booster Gold is a jerk. And like, the story of Booster Gold is funny, because he was he used to be a pro athlete. Then he got caught betting on his games, and now he ended up as a janitor in a hotel museum.
Mm-hmm.
One day he just sees a bunch of there's a bunch of superhero equipment. He just takes it. Goes to the past and becomes a superhero because he knows all the things that he get.
Can the Miz act though?
He has done movies before,
but he has to be very funny.
He has to be very
because I can actually picture the Miz doing that. Since you just described the premise to me, I can picture him doing
that. Because I would invest in the Booster Gold movie. It's like he's a great character to just have fun with, because he's not going to win. Well, he's going to take L's. That's the type of character.
But the whole thing about Booster Gold is. The entire tagline is, he is the greatest hero no one's ever heard of.
I actually like that.
What timeline is he from? He's from like Bart Allen.
He's actually the father of Rip Hunter. So
really
interesting.
Yes.
How?
I could not tell you because I could not tell you. I don't know his father's Rip Hunter.
That's crazy.
Okay. Oh, one more movie that I'm excited about. I'm always excited for Planet of the Apes coming back. The new one, at least, because...
curious to see how that plays out.
Because these movies have been really good as of late. The first one was dope. The second one blew the first one out the water.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of Shakespearean undertones to it. Shouts out to Shakespearean undertones. You know, it was a lot of Julius Caesar references.
Mm-hmm.
It was Rilith.
Okay.
And the visual effects was amazing, too.
It's getting darker, right?
It is getting darker.
Like Cars 3, right?
Darker.
Like Cars 3.
It's getting darker.
This is Lightning McQueen's last ride.
Oh, man, it's so corny.
Very darkest and craziest.
All right. What's the last movie we want to talk about? Transformers Last Night.
Don't care.
Look, man, you killed me at Transformers 2. You killed me.
I just don't care.
Three and four were just...
all I expect is just massive.
I'm sorry.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
And I'm more interested in
seeing. I'm a little more interested
maybe
in
they might make a better movie than the last one.
I know you guys are going to judge me, but I've never seen a Pirates of the Caribean.
What?
Ever.
Oh my boy.
I'm sorry.
Offended.
I just haven't.
I'm very offended.
It's always on TV. Like, yeah.
Always sci-fi, like TBS.
I know that.
All three movies.
The problem is
on
I just
Netflix.
Don't want to... yeah, I know that too. It just never piqued my interest, to be honest.
Nah, go watch it. You'll like it.
There's been four.
You'll like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
I mean, I know his mannerisms.
And I know you like rum, so.
Exactly. I know his mannerisms and stuff, but like, it just never appealed to me.
Just watch it. Give it a try.
Like, yeah. Captain Jack should be black. Gosh, I'm just saying. It's Caribbean.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
At that time, Johnny Depp was like the number one actor, so.
In time.
In 2005?
Yeah.
And after a while,
Charlie
he just started.
Chocolate Factory. Was
he's an
that
ex.
That movie was terrible, though.
What? Yeah, but
the remake to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
He was mad
weak.
Creepy though. I ain't going front.
No, it was fine because it had an ending. The first one did not have an ending.
No ending.
The ending was Charlie won. Okay.
No, he lost because he didn't come back.
No, he won. No, he won. I'm talking about the first one with Gene Wilder. Okay.
I know, but in that ending, they didn't want to complete with the second book, Charlie and the Glass Elevator.
I know that. They hugged in the elevator, and he won. He gets to take over the factory, bring in the family. That's it. There is no life I know. Imagination. That's the end of it, okay?
Yeah.
Anglin Oompa Loompa you.
Oompa, Doompa, Doompa Dee.
The music was way better
than
the first one.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Yeah, they went in.
But there's no other movies I'm interested
That's
in.
That's it.
Spider-Man?
We did mention the Marvel movies first.
Summer movies are kind of dry this year.
Yeah. I disagree.
I'm tired of comic book movies. Aren't you?
Do you think it's oversaturated now?
Nah, it's never oversaturated. Nah. Because we said that like 2 years ago, and it's like we just don't have enough.
Daniel, talk about the Disney movies they're releasing too.
Okay, 2019 is going to be hype for Disney movies. Okay, we got Lion King coming out July 2019.
The time action movie.
Is this a
live action?
The live action? Yes. Live action.
Oh, like they did with Beauty and the Beast?
Okay. Right, right.
So they're remaking all their stuff.
Like, so like CGI lions?
I'm guessing. Childish Gambino is going to be Simba.
Yes, hey. I'm watching it just for that. Off top, gotta support Donald.
James Earl Jones is coming back as Mufasa.
Yes, that too. Yeah, there he goes. Bastion is now nodding his head. That's the only reason why I'm watching it. His thumbs. They can't ruin this movie.
But who's playing
Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah,
That's Seth Rogen and Billy Crystal.
Etcher from Billy in the Street.
Okay.
I'm watching it.
I just like him yelling. It's like the best part.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
All Here's one that I'm not looking forward to, and they should have never made a sequel. Frozen 2.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I hate Frozen.
No.
Yes.
Let it go.
No, not like Frozen was a
Tangled
good movie.
Too.
Yes, I feel Tangled. I feel Tangled deserves a sequel, but like the way Frozen ended, I don't think they should need a sequel for it. Just like leave it on its own.
Yeah. Disney's not for you. Genius. It's for the money.
I know. This one is a definitely
Star Wars Episode 9 got a release date, by the way.
And it's coming out in May.
May 13th.
No, I don't think they're gonna they're gonna move it. I really think they're gonna move
they're
it.
Come on.
Why are you gonna put that movie two weeks after Infinity War?
This Star Wars movie was supposed to come out in May, but the whole Carrie Fisher dying and all that.
It had nothing to do with that.
No, this one that was coming out now, I'm talking about. Like the one that's coming in December.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with Carrie Fisher.
No,
it had to
that's
do
part
with
of it.
Disney saying, hey, I want it now. It's like, okay, we can't do CGI. In like 6 months, we had to do it a whole year, so we got to push it to December.
My whole thing,
I thought Carrie Fisher has something to do with it. That's what David said.
No, it has nothing to do with Carrie Fisher.
No, my whole thing is, like, are you really gonna do it? Like that movie date is two weeks after Infinity War.
People have money.
So
it's okay.
People have money to spend.
They're going
to
see both.
They're
going to
have money to spend.
Are they going to eat?
I will sell my phone if I was broke around there.
But still, you're kind of eating. You're still kind of eating.
Listen, Disney is eating. Lucasfilm, eating. All right?
They're okay.
They'll make that money.
They're spending money, and they're getting it back, but they're not making any profit.
Indiana Jones is coming out, too.
Yes, another Indiana Jones.
2020. Okay.
I'm here for that.
2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm
2 years from now.
We got
2 years from now.
We got time.
I'm hoping it's a new Indiana Jones because Harrison Ford is how old?
Yeah
it's not. Yeah, I want it to be homie who's in Mad Max, Tom Hardy. I want it to be Tom Hardy. I think he will be a perfect Indiana Jones in my opinion. He has that look. He has that edge. You know what I'm saying? He has that rustic look as well. You know what I'm saying?
Rustic. I'm dead.
Pause. But shouts out to Tom Hardy, man. I think he can do it. What do you guys think? Who do you want to be Indiana Jones?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I have to say, Chris
Pratt. But he's in everything. He can't be lead for. Well,
he's in Jurassic. He's in Guardians.
Come on.
And you know, it's funny. The Jurassic and Indiana Jones is kind of close if you think about it. So after seeing Jurassic World, he can be Indiana Jones, but it's like
I give it to Tom.
Well, Harrison Ford was a lot of main characters. You know,
that is true.
True.
He was also Han. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a point, Daniel. Who do you think? Do you agree with Chris Pratt? As the choice?
I do agree with Chris Pratt, but, jeez.
What about Chris Pine, maybe?
Chris Pine's too clean.
You think he's too clean?
He's too clean.
He's too clean. Like, you know what? Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds would be,
nah.
I don't know, for me.
No.
I can't say Ryan
Reynolds. I can't
Reynolds.
See it.
I can't.
No offense to you, Mr. Reynolds. You a cool Deadpool. And
yeah, he's because of his acting method. That's why it makes sense for Deadpool.
I don't see you as Indiana.
You know, you need someone balanced. Someone that could have fun. And that's cool.
And still be somewhat serious.
You know what? Just go crazy. Donald Glover.
Donald Glover is the answer for everything.
I'm here for it.
You know, just flip it black, Indiana. No, it won't work because it's from the 50s.
Yeah.
Nah, he needs some type of white privilege to pass.
And he's got
to
fight
all the nonsense.
And he's
got to
fight Nazis. Well,
like I'd
pay for Donald.
Nazis.
I would love to pay Donald. I would love to see Donald Glover fighting Nazis.
To piss off white Twitter, I want to see that happen.
No, he'd have like a more background with Tuskegee Airmen or something. That's very easy.
You
gotta
go that route.
That's very easy.
Like
to write
he's
in.
Like a son or a.
Then ask George Lucas to film it and call it Red Tail Part 2.
Wow!
Wow!
Oh nah,
that was a bad movie.
I wasn't prepared.
Okay, let's talk about comic books, man. Danny, what you reading, bro?
X-Men Blue number 2 came out. I like okay, both these X-Men books are blowing my mind, because the X-Men Gold is basically just all the X-Men's, all your fears, all the X-Men's fears are coming in, and it's becoming way too real. Like this, there's this Fox News lady, like what's her name? Ann Coulter.
Oh, F. Boy. Ann Coulter with a Klan poster. Shouts out to Marshall Mathers.
She's pretty much getting her whole, like, this old team. She wants her own team to just, like, take out mutants. Like, that's what she wants. Like, I think she's running Weapon X, basically.
I can't stand Ann Coulter.
You think Ann Coulter is running Weapon X? Hey, I believe it. And she is the devil.
And X-Men Blue is basically just all the old X-Men beat 'em up.
It's basically X-Factor.
It's X-Factor. Like, X-Men Blue has been all the good team. Also, I read Secret Empire number 0, and they basically should have just called it Secret Empire number 1, because everything went down. Like, it's all coming together. Captain America has become
He said yes. Hail Hydra.
He said Hail Hydra, like,
didn't I text you that in the group chat?
A while ago.
But this one was like a turn of events.
No, like, this has been set up for a year at least.
No. This issue. Yeah, it's a setup, but like now it's like beyond official.
Like, he said it, and like everybody went off on the writer.
Like, a record scratch. It's like a record scratch.
Like, it's like everybody went off on the writer. They was cursing him out.
Because
when Glenn died on The Walking Dead, like, everybody cursed out the writer. Yeah.
Like, I get why people are upset, and it's like,
let's just see where it goes.
I know, but you're making Captain America a Nazi, and it's like, but the story is really good.
Let's just see where it goes.
No, it is good. It's much, like, it's interesting to me.
Yes, it's an interesting story. I checked it out also.
Mm-hmm. I don't care for Marvel, though.
No, Bastion, like, what are you reading?
Anything else?
Superman, I've been caught up on that. Batman has been taken by a milk farmer, a dairy farmer, and has.
Huh?
Yes.
It makes sense if you give proper context.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Explain, please.
Superman's son is not developing like he should. Mm. So Batman came to Superman's house, and in a lovely scene, like, Batman and Damian are in the barn. And, like, Lois just comes out, like, okay, guys, you do know there's a house right over there. Mm. You don't have to be in the raining wet barn. Like, just come in the house like normal people. Like, and then so pretty much Batman tells Lois and his family, like, something's happening. Your son should be a lot stronger than he is.
Mm. Like, stronger than Superman.
Yes.
Mm.
And now, like, Batman.
He needs some milk.
No, that's the thing.
That's the problem. He needs the problem. Milk. The milk is the problem.
Huh. Because their neighbor always gives them free milk and gives it to John. John's drinking it. You know, there's a cute neighbor girl, too. So
he's lactose intolerant.
No, the milk is suppressing his power, and no one knows how.
He's lactose intolerant.
I don't know.
He's black. See, John is black. There's a lot of black people are lactose intolerant. This is true, okay?
Yeah.
Like, 1 in 4 black people are lactose intolerant.
You lactose? True.
Yes.
See, lactose? There we go.
Recently.
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah, over the summer. I was just crazy. I was drinking the chai after work, and it was just all milk and, like, syrup, and that just killed me. Oh. I was sick for 3 days and did not know what happened.
He murdered
that mucus buildup, man.
I don't understand. That was a very scary experience. But yeah, the milkman.
Thank God you made it.
Go on with the milk.
You lactose? Oh, I'm not lactose either.
Go on with the milk.
I gave up on cereal.
Because basically, Batman's been kidnapped by... Batman was going to... trying to milk the cow, but all of a sudden, like, something happened to, like, the cow, like, the milk turned into some, like, really live, like, alien shadow specimen, like, venom.
Yeah, it's very muddy, gunk, weird thing. Oh.
And just, like, this isn't like...
So it's like a symbiote thing?
Yes. And
Carnage comes to the DC universe.
Now, what's something deeper? I forgot, like, I did read other...
Yeah, what are you reading?
It's not Justice.
No, I'm reading
Brand.
The same,
like,
thing.
Farmer
Spider-Man. Oh, not Spider-Man. Superman. It's Batman. Very interesting. I think Superman's, like, the best comic this year.
Yes. Wow.
They did a really good job, like, showing who John is, they made Superman like stronger again, like Superman Prime.
That's what's up.
So now like they can live as both Clark Kent and Superman, and Lois Lane as Lois Lane, because they were like hiding for the past 7 years. Yeah. And I'm also reading the crossover between Batman and the Flash, which they go over the button that Wally gave the Batman when he was trying to leave the Speed Force. So it's been a couple, it's been like a year since then, and they know somebody messed up the timeline after the Flash came back from Flashpoint.
Yeah. Mm. They stole 10 years, basically.
So
that's interesting.
I don't do my, should I spoil it, or did you read it?
I read it.
Okay, go
right out.
So
reverse, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
So Reverse Flash came to Batman and beat him up all in 1 minute. This comic was 1 minute long, right? Oh, that's the craziest part about this comic. It was 1 minute and plus seconds long. And when Reverse Flash touched the button, because remember, he was there during the other timeline, he disappeared. Then he came back, and he was, his half his body was burning in blue, and he was saying, "I saw God." Then he just burns out and dies. Then all that's when the Flash came in. It's like, "Sorry, Bruce, I was late." Like, "Oh no, do you see beat up Batman and a half in like half skeleton?" Okay. Reverse Flash.
Also, did you see the did you read the Flash 21?
Yes.
Flash number 21. Okay, so tell them about that.
So now we're just continuing off what happened. Batman is and the Flash are in the Justice League thing in Tower,
space,
right?
Right.
So Flash goes to the time machine that he has, the, what do you call it, the track,
Cosmic Treadmill.
Cosmic Treadmill. He hops on that. Batman's like, "Let me go with you because you're gonna mess up and I gotta be with you. It's all right." So they leave. And they're going through time, and they're seeing like old events, like old DC from like Silver Era and Gold.
That's amazing.
And just like, "What's going on?" It's like, "I've never seen this before, and I used it before."
Fourth wall.
And they ended up in the timeline that Flash messed up. So now you have Batman with Batman. So he's talking to his father.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how it ended. So it's very crazy. It's a four-part series.
I'm reading
DC
this.
DC out here killing
I'm
it.
I'm reading this.
Drop a bomb for DC Comics.
Drop one of the bombs for DC Comics.
DC one time.
I can't do it.
So I'm very excited to see where they're going. It's a four-part series, two more parts. But yeah, this is, was it, Geoff said, John Geoff, he's the one writing the whole.
Jeff Johns? Is that him?
I think it's the same
homie who wrote New 52 Aquaman. Shouts out to you.
Yeah, so
I love the New 52.
So he's Aquaman. New 52 is terrible.
Yeah, except for Aquaman. Aquaman was fire.
I like the death of the family thing.
It wasn't
like
Jeff
me.
Johns, right? I keep saying Geoff because
it's
written like
G-E-O.
So Jeff Johns is writing the whole crossover between Watchmen and DC.
I'm reading that.
So it's
all top.
So what he said is like, there's going to take 2 years to get through this whole event. Unlike Marvel, when Marvel came back from their like universe crushing thing, they did everything within the same year. They didn't want to do that. They still want people to keep reading to get to a certain point. So what DC is doing is better strategy than what Marvel did. That's why Marvel's in like a downhill right now. They're slowly rising.
You know the weird thing about the whole Secret Empire book? The weird thing is, Marvel, Nick Spencer hasn't just been setting that up for like 1 year. He's been setting up since like he did a Secret Avengers run, 2007. So basically, he's been setting this up for 10 years. the book got canceled, but he couldn't, so he had to wait for his turn. It took 10 years basically just to get to this point. And everything's popping off right now. He's been waiting to tell the story 10 years, so I'm praying it's good.
It should be good. You have 10 years to write something. You should have
sharpened it up. It should be like the hottest story of 2017.
It's like Samurai Jack, at least.
You've been watching Samurai Jack?
I know. I told you what I'm doing with it. I'm just.
You watching Samurai Jack?
Of course.
I have the whole season on DVR.
Tell me Samurai Jack is not legit right now. So.
It is very
I thought the last episode would be filler, the way it started. But it kind of like had him come back in the
Most Samurai Jack episodes are filler.
Yeah, but also this new series, though, it's not filler. Everything's making. They brought back the old characters. Yeah. They connected it to the first. Yo,
he's been telling me this
without spoiling it.
Yeah, I didn't spoil it.
I don't mind.
All the best characters,
that's memorable.
Yeah. Yeah, memorable.
You remember those guys who have like the arrows?
Yes,
they look like Anubis, like the Egyptian god. Yeah, yeah, they came back
first second, but it's like how they're going to implement it, we don't know yet. But it's very interesting.
Yeah, and then this is like the official symbol in the universe for Samurai Jack.
Nice.
People love Samurai
People
Jack.
Love Samurai Jack.
I love Samurai Jack. And I'll just say this to close your statement about the whole 10-year thing. I mean, it did take Jordan Peele how many years to write Get Out? It took him about like five years.
6 years, yeah.
Exactly. So with that, this is the end of the first half of our time here. You know, Nerd New York is done. Would you guys have any last statements y'all want to say?
He needs a milk.
He's had to ruin
it. Get that man some milk. Whatever.
All right, man. Get ready. Black Seinfeld about to start. Turn up.